Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, Nick, it's good to have you on the program. So one of the mysteries for many of us this year, Nick, has been, and it hadn't happened in about a month, but it happened a lot in September and parts of October. The offense totally works, and then it stops working, or it totally doesn't work, and then it starts working. It feels like five or six games this year, you've had a tale of two halves where it's just perplexing. Have you figured out why it works and then doesn't? Or doesn't and then does? Like, why does that happen, and how do you solve that?
Yeah, obviously, that was obviously the case here this week. And, you know, the thing about this week was it was just, you know, we started off fast, you know, got the ball back, I think up 21 with like 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. And it just felt like there were just some things like, and it's always multiple things. You know, I felt like we moved the ball well in the second half. And we just, you know, obviously we needed to put that game away and we just needed one thing to go our way. And you know what? It didn't. And, you know, in multiple things, right? It's always going to be, you know, did we help the guys be in position and did we execute? And so, you know, it's a team game and that's always going to be that. And we have to, you know, figure out how to put a game away. You know, that was similar to our Tampa game. I felt like, most like the Tampa game where you had a big lead. And then it got close at the end. Now, fortunately we were able to win that Tampa game. And unfortunately we weren't able to win this one.
14 penalties on the Eagles. Why was the team so undisciplined?
Yeah, I don't think that, you know, when you know you've played this game, John, you know that there are times when you get penalties. There are different types of penalties. Mm-hmm. You know, there are pre-snap penalties, there are post-whistle penalties. Anytime it's one of those, I'm going to take the full brunt of that blame, because, you know, that's my job, is to get them to, you know, master the things that require no talent, is kind of how we kind of put that. Mm-hmm. But then in game, in the heat of the game, you know, penalties happen for different reasons and you don't want them. But you know, there are holds in every game. There are pass interferences in every game. There are illegal contacts in every game. And so we really have to do a good job of eliminating the ones that we can completely control. And then you get other penalties as far as, like I said, in the heat of the battle. Sometimes that penalty is a fundamental thing, right? Sometimes it's they're not in a good enough position. The players aren't in a good enough position to go execute. And then you look mm-hmm. at that as a coaching thing. Mm-hmm. And so you know, there's always different reasons for that, but I'd say the undisciplined part's fair with what I'm saying about, you know, the stuff that takes no talent, and that's always going to be on me. You know, rest assured that I will be relentless on that, continue to be relentless on that, and we'll get better from it.
Saquon,
a little uncharacteristic for us.
Yeah, I get that. Saquon didn't have a rush over 7 yards on the day, and just 5 yards before contact all day. What is wrong with the run blocking, Coach?
Yeah, again, we played the most ultimate team game, and so you know, you can't say in like a victory, man, that was a great team win, or in defeat, hey, this is just this. It's always a big picture thing. So it always goes back to, are we helping the guys be in position to succeed, and then are we going out and executing? And so there's a little bit of, obviously, always going to be a little bit of both there. You know, and I know, I get it, that we get unknown stuff at times. But that's our job, to make sure that we're putting them, that we're testing their rules throughout training camp, throughout practices, all those different things. So again, it's going to always come down to that. We know that to do what we want to do, we need to be efficient in the run game. We need to be efficient in the pass game. We need to be efficient with football, you know, in both those aspects. And obviously, on you know, on Sunday, we weren't as efficient there in the run game, and that's why you probably saw a little bit more of us, you know, passing the ball there. But make no mistake about it, when the best we roll when we're rolling on offense is when we're efficient both sides. And when we're balanced there in our run and our pass attack.
Hey, Nick, what you've done over a few years obviously has worked, and Nick Sirianni with us right now, has worked at a very high level. I mean, the team's won a ton of games. You've been in 2 Super Bowls. You won one of them. But one of the things we're discussing today is whether you should do things differently now on offense because certain players aren't playing as well, and injuries are part of that. And we wonder if you think that you should diversify the offense more, to try different things, West Coast concepts, and things that have not typically been in your bag. Do you think you should?
Yeah, I think that one of the phrases I hate that people say more than anything, and I'm saying people, I mean coaches, like, well, that's how we've always done it. And that's not, I don't live by that. I don't listen to that. I actually hate when anybody says that. And so we're constantly trying to evolve. Our offense looks different than it did in 21, 22, 23, 24. You know, every year is different. That doesn't mean you don't have base things that you go back to, that you know you can, that you can operate, that we've been running for the last 5 years. Because again, we have had a lot of success, but you know, again, we're not playing or coaching up to the standard of what we've set here on the offensive side of the ball. So you're always trying to evolve, and so you know that's what you know we're looking for answers. And so some of it is some of the things that we've done in the past. Some of it is going to be new stuff. And so you're constantly trying to evolve, because if you stay the same, there's no way you can continue to sustain success. And I think that's one of the reasons we've had sustained success, is because we've evolved throughout the years.
Nick, one of the answers a lot of people have said this week on our show is more Tank Bigsby. And we've made the correlation in recent years. It wasn't just last year running back, Saquon. With Saquon here, but in prior years with Swift and others, you would lean on Gainwell 4, 6, 8 times a game, and Bigsby doesn't seem to get that nearly that lean. Why not more Bigsby?
You know, obviously, the whole game plan that we always go into, it's, you know, we've talked about this with AJ, you know, the game plan in the past game starts with AJ, it starts with Devontae, it starts with, you know, Dallas Goedert, and Saquon for that matter. And it's the same thing in the run game. We know we have a phenomenal talent in Saquon Barkley, and we're going to lean on him, and you know, in those moments, and then Tank's going to be the guy that comes in, as you've seen, or Will Shipley right now, and I know I got a lot of confidence in AJ Dillon as well. Those are going to be the guys in that spell to spell them, you know. And so, and if you look at it, you know, those guys have gotten, even back, they got the brunt of the carries, and Kenny would come in and spell. And so that, we feel like that's what, you know, again, we're doing everything we think is the right thing to do to win every game, to keep our guys fresh, to keep them going. And we know Saquon can hit home runs anytime that he's out in the field. And so, you know, we want to get him the ball as much as we possibly can. But that doesn't mean we don't have the faith in the other guys. And Tank's done a really nice job when he has gotten his carries, you know, 2-3 a game. And, you know, in some games it's going to play out more than that. In some games it will play out less than that. And so, again, we always know good things can happen when Saquon touches the ball. I mean, look at the production from the pass game, right, that he had the other day. You know, had a couple of really nice catches. I think he's really a good receiver out of the backfield, and we were throwing it a little bit more in that game. Like I said, you know, it's a mix, and you know, we like when both guys get the ball, but you know, Saquon's the guy we're always going to lean on, you know, because we know how phenomenal of a talent he is.
Coach, you talk about evolving, watching the film. The Cowboys used motion a lot to help their receivers get open and get off the line of scrimmage, and it, you know, that worked. And I'm just wondering why we don't use more motion, just, you know, to get things changed up a little bit on offense.
Yeah, there's time and place for it. I think we're motioning a lot more than what we have in the past. We had been more, if you look back at, you know, our 22 offense, you know, didn't motion very much at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's different ways to do it. You know, you're constantly looking for ways to help guys and look that way, but, definitely motioning more than we have in the past. That's a product of continuing to change your philosophy and do different things to help, you know, help the guys and help the offense move. And so there's time and place for it. You know, we like motion. There's a lot of motion on the game plan this week, just like there was last week. You know, I think that there are still some teams. I think when you look at it in the, you know, we've obviously are motioning a lot more than we have in the past, but when you look at it, I think the whole league is motioning more. And so it's like, you know, it's the, some of those teams are motioning 85-90%, and there's a time to just line up and play ball as well, where you can see the picture and get answers that way before you move. So,
yeah.
You know, and that helps the offensive line, that helps the quarterback, you know, and then there's a time to motion. So again, I think, you know, Frank Reich used to always say to me, a wise man avoids all extremes. You know, you don't want to be extreme and anything that you do, and there's a time and place for everything. And you know, when we motion, you know, it's for multiple reasons. And sometimes we, you know, when you're on the ball, you're on the ball going quick, you don't motion quite as much. But you know, you give a little, you get a little.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. How tough is this turnaround, getting ready for a game that's never really been prepared for a whole lot, but, you know, by professional staff going for a Friday. How tough is the turnaround getting ready for a Chicago team that's really tricky to get ready for to begin with, and then it's on a Friday on top of it all?
Yeah, yeah, good question. You know, obviously everything that you do, like when you're playing, like we'll have a Saturday game coming up, which is different too. But it'll be very similar to a Thursday type game. You just have an extra day in there to you know, kind of get things ready, get bodies rested and everything like that. And so I wouldn't say it's our first time playing the Friday game, but you use a little bit of the schedules that you've done. You know, we have, like I said, a Saturday schedule or a mix between a Saturday schedule and a Thursday schedule because you get that extra day. And so, you know, this is something that obviously you look at the team and where we are each week, but this is something that we planned for in August or even before that, whenever the schedule came out, was it come out May. We planned for this and how we wanted to do this back then. And then you make little adjustments again, like I said, just when you see where the team is. So I feel like we got a good plan. It's about, like, this one's about getting up and responding. You know, it's really about that. It's how do you respond to after a game that you have a bad taste in your mouth? And sometimes, you know, the quicker you can get out there, the better.
Nick, two final things. Back to Dallas. And I have to be very candid. I have praised you many, many times, twists and turns, for your game management over the last 5 years. I thought the timeout with 45 seconds left was a mistake. Dallas was out of timeouts, and I thought there was a chance they could have gotten a little panicky there. And the timeout, I thought, kind of settled them down. Did you regret the timeout with the way it played out?
Yeah, fair question. You know, they have a kicker that their range is way back there. And, you know, what you think there in that moment is, do I call a timeout to preserve time if he makes this field goal? You know, it's a couple things. If he makes this field goal, do I preserve time so we can go down and get our own field goal? Or if they attempt a long field goal, you know, and he misses it, then we got the ball in that area, and then we have time to go and to go score. So they can't end the game with the ball in their hands. You know, and then, but when you do that, you obviously, you know, put the pressure on the defense to, you know, hold them where they are. And obviously they hit a pass. They hit a pass there on us to Pickens. They got him in position, and, you know, it didn't work out. But that's the thought process. Again, I'm doing everything I can do in the moment to help us win the football game. And those aren't scenarios that are thought of in the spur of the moment, right? Those aren't like, all right, hey, what am I going to do now? Those are things that I prepare for over and over and over and over again. And I get it. I got to deal with, you know, the consequences of it, win or loss.
Yeah.
And so, but again, that's why you go through a process. And sometimes you trust the process, and sometimes after the process, you say to yourself, you know, was this the right thing? But, you know, or was this the wrong thing? And you try to get better from that. And so that's what I'm constantly in an evaluation of myself on that. I did what I thought I needed to do right there at that moment to help us win the game.
Nick, final thing, the banged up offensive linemen that are playing, and I think this is primarily defined as Dickerson and Juergens. Do you think about sitting them to get them right for the games that matter even more in January? Or do you feel that by playing them, they can play effectively enough and get healthier as the season goes along for January, when you're not going to say it, but I'll say it, we know your team is going to be in the playoffs?
Yeah, you're doing everything you can do to win each game, but you're also always thinking about the players and their health. And if they're healthy to play, then they go. And if they're not, they don't. And so, make no mistake about it, those guys are warriors. They are grinding to do everything they can do to play each and every game. And when they can't, we're always going to do what's best for them. And so, yeah, again, we've seen them, and I think everybody is going through something at this particular point when you play this type of physical game. But, you know, obviously always something that we think about, but it's always, you know, what's best for that player in that moment. And it's really that even more so than, you know, we're doing everything to win every game, no doubt. But we're always thinking about the players and their health first.
Hey, Nick, to you and your family, happy, and your football team, happy Thanksgiving. Certainly good luck Friday versus Chicago. But even prior to that, hope you have a wonderful holiday. It's a great American holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah, thanks. You guys, too.
All right, there he is, Eagles head coach. Thank you. There he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. All right, back with your reaction. Phone calls plus some audio. Things that were said in recent days, including something from Jason Avant about Saquon. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls and all this on 94WIP. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.